We know their hits and their public persona, but this collection adds a little more. Joe Smith interviewed more than 200 singers, musicians, and industry celebs.
You can pick up interviews with Elton John anywhere, but you want to have Elton John talking. And so my role in it was to say, what were you thinking? What was happening? How did you feel about it? And that was it. And so you got these personal recollections.
Bob Dylan, Ella Fitzgerald, and Ray Charles are just a few recordings going to the Library of Congress.
Well, they weren't going to do any good sitting in my backyard or sitting in it anywhere else. And somebody suggested the Library of Congress. Now, I did these interviews almost 20 years ago, 18 years ago, and they've been in my garage since then. But then somebody suggested this would be a good place for it to land.
He picked up on a tendency many artists have.
Insecurity. They thought the next record, this record was the last one, and they'd better capitalize on it because they're going to disappear in another week, month, year, whatever. That ran through it.
The music exec had a personal connection with many of them.
Ella Fitzgerald, I fixed her stereo set. She wanted me to get that set going. Ray Charles was amazing. He jumped up when I mentioned Artie Shaw, who was a great band leader. And he worshipped Artie Shaw.
In a couple weeks, the recorded interviews will be available in the Capitol Hill Reading Room. Andrew Mullenbach, WTOP News.